to Cassie Huff on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
This is Cassie Huff. I am live at the York Peninsula Field Days. And while we're talking about mental health, Australian Test cricketer and National Ambassador for Grain Producers Australia's Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative, he is here as well. So there's a big push on at the moment here at the York Peninsula Field Days. He joins me now. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So I caught up with you at the EP Field Days a few years ago when you just started this work. Yep. What's kept you coming back?
Just a love of farming and seeing what people are going through in those farming communities. Like in WA, there's a moment there where one of my closest mates, I won't go any dearer than that, but won't go into specifics, but he was a week away from saying, right, we're just about wiped out, and they had a bit of a rain just in that late surge during that week, and all of a sudden he had the best year. So just seeing the ups and downs and the pressures that farmers go through is something that I'm very passionate about. And I've got family still on the farm. My great-grandfather's farm still owned by my second cousin, so still in the family there. But just you worry about finances, you worry about the weather and so forth. But just talking to Ben off air there, we're talking about succession planning as well. You know, you're that farmer, you're the next generation, you want to hand it down to the next generation, but if it doesn't work well, you feel like a failure, but where you have to sell. And I was just going through my own story or my own situation. My dad had to leave his father's farm and go and set up somewhere else, and the two uncles took over my grandfather's farm. But they haven't sold it. They've retired. They can't hand it down to the kids. There's too many kids as such. So they've kept it in the family and leasing it out. So they've still got that attachment to it. Whereas with my dad, he had his own property and there was not really that attachment to past generations. So I can understand how a lot of farmers feel that pressure to hand it down and keep it going through the generations. And that's what we want. Because we want family farms, we are existing because that's what makes community so strong.
I agree that succession planning, we think about the season and finances and things like that, and succession, I guess, comes into finances to some degree, but it certainly is a massive pressure for a lot of people and can affect mental health. Now, you have been working with the Farmer Mates Mental Health Program since 2022. What do you think it's achieved since it started?
Oh, it's achieved awareness and people are starting to speak up and communicate with each other. And just what the girls and Ben were doing beforehand, that just opening up there with the drought program, it's such a good little program that they've got. But for me, what we've achieved is seeing farmers communicate a lot more, open up a lot more. And I think I'll share a bit of a story where you don't want to be too far deep in a situation when you're asking for help. When you can see the writing on the wall or you can see something happening, that's when you've got to go and get seek that help before the drama really starts. So you're trying to read the play. So that's the big message. And, you know, a couple of farmers as well, not knowing where the resources really are, but being able to open up and get those resources in the time that's needed has been sensational. And we're seeing a lot more community gatherings as well, especially in West Australia where I'm from. We're doing a lot more community gatherings where people coming in, having a little bit of a bonfire, barbecues, and just talking about sport, but also talking about the issues that are in their farming areas as well, whether it's politics or financial. They're finding the answers amongst themselves. And just while we're there, we'll weather it together. What a great saying.
It is. Yeah. I think it's a very, very catchy phrase. Now, you combine your cricket stories with your mental health message. How well has that got, like, are you still attracting the big crowds? Because I saw you did draw some pretty big crowds a few years ago when I last saw you present.
It's not so much the crowds, really. It's what it is just about the messaging. And like you can be speaking to four people, and those four people can make a huge difference in their community, going to organise something and bring everyone together. So it's not really the crowd. It's more the roll-on effect. And with you know, we'll weather it together. GPAs work, rural aid, there's so many resources out there. There's financial aid out there. The story's getting out there and communities are getting together and just building up things where they're really helping out that community, keeping it together. And like, I'll go back through the four things that Kate didn't bring up that she wanted me to bring up with we'll weather it together. And that's keep connected, focus on what you can control, get active and ask for help. And if I look out through my cricketing days, the best teams that I was involved in that had the best culture, 2003 World Cup team, 2004, sensational in the Perth Scorchers, because they were connected. So when you're connected, you're willing to speak up when you need, and you're willing to speak up with your mates or for your mates as well to help them out. So you're making sure that you're caring about others in your team as they care for you, and you can only focus on what you can control. On a cricket thing, we can't control the win. We can only control the process, and that's the same with farming. You can't control the weather. You can't control the policies that are being put through in government. You can only sort of talk to your representative and hope they can turn things around. And then you've got to get active. Farming has changed since I've been on the farm. I love my livestock, and we were very rarely on machinery. And now they're on sprayers all the time. Get off there, and when you're filling up, just make sure you sort of do a bit of jumping jacks or whatever, a few push-ups, and yeah, just to keep active and keep that body ticking over, because you don't want it stopping. And at the end of it, ask for help when you need to. And that goes back to my point. When you see things not quite, or you just got that thing in your gut, you know, that intuition that things might not happen the way they are, that's when you should be starting to ask for a little bit of help, just trying to read the play and just get ahead of time.
Well, it's good to see such coordinated effort now in dealing with this issue, because, as you said, we need people on farms, we need families on farms. So I hope you once again get a chance to catch up with a lot of people here at the YP Field Days, and good luck spreading your message. It's amazing how often you can bring in a cricket analogy. I'm amazed at how you can.
Yeah, but look, if I just quickly, you know, you're coming around here, and this is the second time I've been here, and I'm seeing familiar faces, and we're having some great chats, just great chats. But if it wasn't for country regions, dreams of young kids, whether they want to be on the farm or want to be high-profile sportsmen or, you know, play in those high levels, they wouldn't come true because of country sport. Country upbringing gives you great values, gives you good resilience, and sets you up for life if you use it well. And that's why we've got to stay connected and keep that community going.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of your time with me today. Yeah. And good luck.
Thanks,
with the effort. Thanks for your time. That was Brad Hogg. He is an ambassador with the Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative through Grain Producers Australia. And there are a lot of resources. Grain Producers Australia has the Mates podcast. There's also GPA's resources guide as well. And if anything has been raised for you, there's always Lifeline on 13 11 14, or the Mental Health and Wellbeing team also has an intake line as well. Now, I'm pushing back.